Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The debate over casino gambling in Massachusetts continues to rage on, even though the legislative session ended Saturday night at midnight. Governor Deval Patrick has promised he'll send a three-casino bill back to lawmakers, stripped of the provision allowing two slots parlors. Lawmakers would have to come back into session to deal with the governor's changes, and it's unclear if both the House and the Senate are willing to do that. Senate President Therese Murray has strongly indicated she has no intention of calling lawmakers back. While gambling has dominated the debate on Beacon Hill, there were several other high-profile pieces of legislation that did win final approval and several more that did not. For more, we're joined by Jim O'Sullivan of the State House News Service. Jim, thanks for speaking with us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Jim, in terms of the laws that did pass over the weekend, what are the highlights? Certainly the reform to the state's criminal record system, which was touted by the governor earlier this year. What does that bill do?
Right. That bill is sort of an omnibus criminal justice policy package. And what it does in terms of the criminal records is it broadens the number of employers who can view criminal records for job applicants. But it restricts the stage at which the employers can view these criminal records. In other words, it can't be a preliminary question right out of the box. It also restricts the period of time that that criminal record is open to viewing from prospective employers. So that was something the governor had looked for a long time. The economic development package contains incentives for small businesses. The most closely watched aspect of that one was the sales tax holiday. That's going to be August 14th and 15th, provided the governor signs the bill, which he has said he will.
Mm-hmm. Lawmakers also acted on a bill to curb health care costs, but they scaled down from the original proposal. What ultimately came out?
Right. What ultimately went through is what one lawmaker described to me as a bare bones thing. Senate President Murray had rolled out a sort of a very sweeping, ambitious change to the way the state's health care financing worked, and that she was going to impose an assessment on the hospitals to sort of bring a little bit more equity, she said, into the provider system. The House answered with a more stripped down version, and they sort of met in the middle.
Onto the bills that didn't pass, what stands out? I know that there was a big ad blitz going into this weekend about that right to repair bill. Whatever happened with that?
Right to repair didn't make it through. I'd say, actually, other than casinos, that was the bill that was most heavily lobbied.
What would that bill have done?
The way the system works now is that automobile manufacturers don't share with independent repair shops the diagnostic information, the very technical details that are needed to fix certain cars. So the independent repair shops say, hey, it's unfair. We need access to this information. The manufacturers and the dealers will counter and say, this is really an auto parts bill. It's pushed by the auto parts lobby because they want more people to be able to come and purchase these parts and then use them to repair the cars. So that didn't make it through. There's a wind energy facility siting bill. It's supposed to expedite wind facilities. That didn't make it through. It was actually just one vote away, and there were a bunch of reps went running from the House chamber over to the Senate chamber at midnight on Saturday to see if that was going to get through.
What do you anticipate will be happening just in general in the State House between now and the first Wednesday in January when the next legislative session officially begins?
I'll tell you what, everybody up here is pretty exhausted right now just from the final sprint there, and we're still dealing with the back and forth on the gambling bill. It looks like we'll be sticking around for at least some closely watched informals. It doesn't look like a formal session is going to happen in the Senate, as you said, but there will be some closely scrutinized informal sessions to see what's going to go on.
Jim, thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Jim O'Sullivan is a reporter for the State House News Service. He joined us from the State House.